All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Wednesday, August 23rd. The S&P bounces back after yesterday's losses. Is this the biggest earnings report of the year coming up? We'll take a look at NVIDIA. Retail struggles. Nike's on a 10-day losing streak, its worst losing streak ever. Foot Locker slips. Plus, we'll analyze NVIDIA earnings to see what we might expect. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. Marcus is going to be gone for a few months. Just kidding. He's going to be back here tomorrow. but today I'm flying solo. I'm running the show by myself, but I promise that you're in good hands. You could say we have a ton of trading experience. We know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you are looking for some honest insight into the world of trading, you are at the right place. Now, before we dive in and show you the trades we are in and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. And here I have a chart of the S&P 500. And we see that over the last couple of weeks, the S&P slipping, as you probably know. August, a rough month for the S&P so far. Now, on Monday, we had a little bit of a bounce. Things were looking pretty good. Yesterday, we gapped higher at the open. Looked like we were off to a nice start, but had a reversal day, finishing the session down 0.3%. Now, the Dow was also lower yesterday. The Dow down 0.5%, pulling back as well over the last couple of weeks. The NASDAQ actually able to squeak by with a small gain up 0.1%, just a small gain there for the NASDAQ. And today, everything's higher. So the S&P up 0.8%. Opening and not looking back so far. The Dow up 0.3%. So a little bit of a muted move in the Dow. The NASDAQ once again leading the way up 1.3% as we speak. And if we look at the VIX, the fear index, we see that the VIX is pulling back. So the VIX tracking S&P 500 premium. Premiums increasing when traders expect more volatility, which is just more price fluctuation and movement in the market right now, pulling back a little bit. So all in all, a nice day. And if we look at the PowerX optimizer, we could take a look at the heat map and see what the indices are doing. Looking at the NASDAQ 100, everything's up. Starbucks, Lulu, not so much the case. Biotech, a couple of losses, but that's a ton of green, a ton of green. And if we look at the S&P 500, we see that the S&P 500 also a lot of green. There's a little red in energy and utilities and healthcare, but for the most part, green. We could take a look at the Dow 30, a similar situation. Most of the stocks in the Dow 30 are up, although retail taking a bit of a hit. We'll take a look at retail in a minute. But before, let's look at the economic calendar and just see what we had going on today. Flash manufacturing PMI coming out. This was 15 minutes after the opening bell, so 6:45 Pacific time. And here we see that new home sales also being released. This is 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. Now, new home sales coming in a little bit better than expected, and flash manufacturing PMI coming in a little worse than expected. Now, we got a 5-minute chart, though. Let's go ahead and take a look and see how the markets responded. And, you know, all in all, there was a little follow through, but really, it looked like the trajectory was higher for the session anyway. Gapping higher, starting to drift higher before that first report. Drifting higher, maybe a little pause after that second report, and now rallying again and pulling away slightly from session highs, but a nice up day. It doesn't really seem like those reports are as significant. And that's because right now it's all about two things. One, NVIDIA earnings. Two, Fed Chair Jerome Powell in his speech on Friday. So on Friday, 7:05 a.m. Pacific, so that's 10:05 Eastern time, we'll hear his comments and see how the market reacts. But today, after the bell, we have NVIDIA earnings. Now, before we look at what we might expect with NVIDIA, let's take a look at some market movers. And Peloton, I hope you're not a Peloton owner. Marcus and I, we were not impressed with Peloton going back to the pandemic. Sure, there was this crazy run-up in 2020, and we had big concerns about this. So we were discussing it multiple times with our mastermind group and just really were worried about the competitive edge in their product. Seemed like it was a lot of hype. And looking at where it's trading now, I guess we were right on this one. $5.33, down 24% today. Peloton, if we take a look at earnings, had an earnings miss. They did report better than expected revenue. Now, they said that their sales plummeted more than 27% after posting quarterly results. And they said this was connected to the fitness subscription guidance, which also came in below estimates. They also said that the cost of its recent recalled bikes substantially exceeded expectations. So that recall and the expense there really hurting things. They said it expects additional related expenses ahead. So those recalls really putting a damper on the mood for Peloton investors after seeing a bit of a bottom this year and finding some support around 7. Support clearly broken today. So no fun if you hold Peloton. And let's go ahead and look at another one that's not too fun. This one, the ticker is not FU, it's FL, Foot Locker. Hold on, let me make sure I bring it up right. So Foot Locker down 33%. Now, Foot Locker having some support, going sideways. And you see, you know, this is where the stock is what I would call coiling up, right? It's just the movement on the price chart getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. That's because traders are expecting something to happen, right? And so sometimes you'll see this and some good option premium. And this to me would be a warning because I want a stock that's moving sideways, that's trading in a range or slightly higher when I'm trading the wheel. But when I see that we really just basically go flat and there's options premium, we know that that means traders are expecting something. And it could be good, it could be bad. Here, I'm going to remove this real quick so we could see this, pull it up. Foot Locker, 1542. It looks like that puts us down even below pandemic lows. Gosh, I need to go to a weekly chart here to see the last time it was trading at 1542. So back in 2011, the last time we were down at these levels, Foot Locker reporting earnings, and they had an earnings miss. So worse than expected earnings, worse than expected revenue. Foot Locker, they reported a year-over-year sales decline of almost 10% for the second quarter. They also suspended their dividend. So Foot Locker's dividend for the stock price has actually been really nice. Look at that, a 40-cent dividend on a $40 stock. They actually continued with that back in July when it was trading around $25. But with the sales weakness, they have to suspend their dividend. So they also said, we do see, this is the CEO, Mary Dillon, who said this, quote, we do see a softening in trends in July and are adjusting our 2023 outlook to allow us to best compete for price-sensitive consumers while still leaning into the strategic investments that drive our lace-up plan. So retail having a tough little day and week in general because, you know, part of this drop began yesterday, down 3.6%. And this is where I want to bring up Nike. Also, responding to Foot Locker's news, down 4%. Nike on a 10-day losing streak. This would be the longest losing streak ever for Nike. Nike just having a rough time. Maybe investors, or I'm going to say investors, considering that the same type of sentiment that Foot Locker shared could be true for Nike, and getting a move or reaction to that Foot Locker news. Now, it's not all bad for retail. Let's take a look at Abercrombie and Fitch. Abercrombie and Fitch, A and F is the ticker symbol. And here we have a win. So Abercrombie rallying, earnings beat, revenue beat, looks real strong. And Abercrombie up more than 24% right now. So not too bad for Abercrombie, but definitely some weakness in retail. And anybody who is a similar comparison to Foot Locker and in the same sector or industry, getting a little bit of a sympathy move lower. Now, let's take a look at our earnings analysis tool. Let me go over here to PowerX Optimizer, and let's look at NVIDIA. NVIDIA, big deal. Actually, let's go to the calendar. We see here that today, after the bell, a few notable earnings. NVIDIA, the biggest, the largest cap company, the biggest company reporting this week. One of the big seven. And we know, actually, let's look at a chart here. Let me go back to NVIDIA. NVIDIA last quarter. Earnings just going crazy after a huge, huge earnings report. I mean, this is just super solid. Big surprise on the earnings per share, a big revenue jump, all of this fueled by AI demand. And we look at this chart, NVIDIA up year to date, 214%. So it's just been a blockbuster year for NVIDIA. Last earnings were huge, and now traders are wondering, what the heck can NVIDIA do now? Will they pull a rabbit out of their hat? Will earnings disappoint, and will this thing go substantially lower? We'll have to see. Right now, we see that there's some resistance around 480-ish, and after this pullback dipping below the 50-day moving average on Friday, or actually, sorry, on Monday, we popped above the 50-day again, and we came up towards this resistance level, now trading at 466. So investors are waiting for earnings. What do we typically see? Well, typically, at least based on the last 12 quarters, NVIDIA beats on earnings. So 10 out of the last 12 quarters in earnings beat. That's cute. But what I really want to know is, what do they do in reaction to that earnings announcement on the first day and also on the seventh day? So here we're looking at the overnight reaction, because that's factoring in the move that took place based on that earnings release. And we see that over the last 12 quarters, four times we were up, seven times we were down, and one time there was no change. Now, the interesting thing is that with the overnight reaction, although we tended to be lower, or NVIDIA tended to go lower on the reaction, if there was a positive reaction, it tended to be huge. Now, look at this. On average, 13% higher on an overnight move based on the last 12 quarters. If there's a negative reaction, down 2.6%. I mean, that's pretty manageable, but this 13% average is substantial. Now, the seventh-day reaction tends to be a little bit different, the opposite. Now, we're kind of skewed towards a positive reaction, right? 58% of the time positive, 42% of the time negative. And although on a negative reaction, we're down almost 9%, the positive reaction up 15%. So we're about mixed here. I'll say, hey, I think there's going to be an earnings beat, right? I could say I would put money on an earnings beat. And based on this data, most likely a negative reaction on the first day and a positive on the next. But this is so mixed here. I just wouldn't feel comfortable making a guess going into earnings. This one's going to be fun to watch. Now, the expected move, we're looking at a pretty big move of 10, almost 11% here. So that's what options are pricing in. And that actually is kind of in line with what we have here with these averages on the reaction and also the seventh day. So we'll have to see. This one's going to be fun to watch, and it could have an impact on the overall market, right? A big drop is definitely going to hurt tech. And if we look at the heat map here, we could just see based on the market cap here. So the size of these boxes is going to be based on the market cap. And this is why NVIDIA is one of the big seven or magnificent seven, right? You have Microsoft, Apple, NVIDIA, Google, Meta, Amazon, Tesla. So NVIDIA right up there. It's going to be a big reaction. Either way, we'll have to see. And let's take a look at some open positions that we are in. Let me go to my wheel analyzer and look at my portfolio. So taking a look at ALB working out real nicely here. I sold the 192.50 expiring this week, and right now it's trading at 190.36. The stock's at 190.36. That 192.50, I'm going to see where we're at tomorrow and also Friday. A little too early to roll since the stock is a couple bucks below that strike, and also there's still some time value priced into that option. So I'll be looking at tomorrow and possibly Friday to make a decision on whether or not I want to let that option expire worthless or if it makes sense to roll. I do believe that with the way that ALB moves and with the way that we have this longer term support, I believe that this bounce was coming and that this was a little bit of a overreaction, a bigger slide that took place. I think we can rebound and recover, get back up towards 195, maybe even 200. We'll take it day by day, week by week. But right now, this trade working out perfectly. I'm up on the stock, also collected some nice premium on the option. So this one's looking pretty good. CSIQ is another story. And CSIQ has seen a bigger drop than expected. So am I worried about this? I'm not worried, but I also wish things were different. I'm not going to lie, right? So this is part of trading. And this is definitely something to, you know, be aware of with any strategy, but also particularly when it comes to the wheel. Because with the wheel, you're getting a highly accurate strategy with a lot of wins, right? Puts are expiring worthless. Puts are expiring worthless. You're closing one for a nice gain, 80% gain, 90% gain. And so there are a lot of wins. And there are some times when you have something like this. Now, looking at the chart, I really like that we do have some support back here. And I think that we'll get a drift back up towards 30. It might take some time to get back up to 35. You know, that's just the reality of this move that took place. But I do believe that we have a bit of an overreaction. I think that a lot of this was priced in, but there was just some panic selling. We will have to see, right? But I am willing to manage a trade. I like the fundamentals on this one. It doesn't pay a dividend, but it has a very low PE ratio. It's a profitable solar company, unlike most. I made a note here. It's better fundamentals out of the solar bunch. That's definitely true. And even though they cut their guidance, it's still true. They're the best of the bunch, in my opinion. I saw one analyst cut the target from $75 a share down to 50 after yesterday's earnings. If it moves up to 50, hey, I'll take that. So anyway, this one, sure, I wish it was higher. I'm looking to manage it and hoping that we get a bit of a rebound. Might have to do a rescue, but not now. Not with what I see right now. I don't want to do a rescue when the stock's falling this much. Plus, as a rule of thumb, we like to add to a position if it's down 30% because most of the time we're down 5 to 10% on an average if we're looking at all wheel trades. So that's what happens maybe 90% of the time with assignments. A drop of 20% can happen. Most of the time, a high percentage, if we get down to 30, we recover. So here, the 30% level. Oh, I didn't mark it, but I mean, that would be down. What is it? I did mark it on, I marked it on my chart here because I actually put in alert and trading view. 30% would be 2450, right? So we still have a ways to go. Hey, we'll see what happens. I still like CSIQ, although that was a pretty nasty earnings reaction. NEE, waiting to sell calls on this one. This one just, you know, in line with expectations, down just a little bit. Can't sell calls right now and get 30% annualized. This one has a dividend coming up that will be nice. So NEE, I like the support on this one right now, trying to figure out where we go from here. Looks like we found a little bit of a bottom and just have to wait on this one. PNC. Yeah, PNC. I'll be keeping an eye on this. Now, here we're still off of these lows that were established in May. My break even on this is 129.35. So based on my break even, down just a little bit, my cost basis is 136. I want to see this reverse as well. This is another one where I'd have no problem adding to it if I need to, or if we fall a little bit more. But right now, no need to. So I'm sitting on this. ALB working out great. CSIQ, PNC pulling back a little bit more than I had hoped. PNC still totally manageable based on my break even. NEE, love the stock, love the trade, and we're going to be able to sell calls really soon, I believe. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's stock market update. These are my open positions. Oh, I also have one more. UPS. UPS 167.50. I have not been assigned shares, but I sold puts at 167.50. This one working out just fine. Love the support on UPS. And I think the only one that Marcus has that's different is GM. So we could take a look. GM, he sold the 32, I believe, right now with GM higher. That's working out fine. So those two working out great. And let's see what NVIDIA does. All right. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. Marcus will be back here tomorrow with me. And until tomorrow, happy trading, everybody.